Welcome to the Pain Relief Path Podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Wednesday Walk and Talk. For those of you who haven't tuned in before, my name's Pan. I'm a chronic pain coach, and I help people with chronic pain find their lives again and make it so that their pain does not dictate how they think or feel or act. So, on that note, today I wanted to talk a little bit about self-discipline and commitment, because I've kind of talked about this before. Change is hard. This is one of my previous episodes. If you guys want to check it out, go ahead and take a look a few episodes back. I'll link that below. But the main reason why change is hard, outside of, you know, fear and anxiety, is really just committing to that change and really not just saying in your head, I'm going to commit to this, or saying in your heart that I'm going to commit to this, but truly taking the action to commit to change. I think that's definitely difficult for a lot of people. Honestly, this is something that I am trying to change in my life every day. Running a business with a little one, say hi, Opal. And also still going into the clinic as a physical therapist is difficult. And some days, even though I am committed to helping more people change their lives and live the lives that they want, some days it's hard to make that happen. And one of the things that I have really fallen into, and I have seen my clients fall into this pattern before, is, you know, they commit to change, they're super gung-ho for a week, a month, a couple months, and then they have one or two days that they either have a flare-up, or maybe they just get really busy, life happens, and all of a sudden they're like, well, I was on such a roll before, and now I feel like I'm starting back at square one, right? And before they had this beautiful, like, you know, 10-step morning routine or something that they were doing every night, they were journaling, they were doing body scans, they were living their most ideal circumstance. But again, life happens. And that doesn't always mean that we can live that way every single day. Now, here's the trick. When you fall off the wagon, how do you get back up? Because that, I find, is the hardest part, not just for me, but for my clients as well. So one thing that I advise other people to do, and I do too, is take one thing. So have your ideal day. So this is a exercise that I have people go through, is their current average day and their perfect average day. And write down what you want your perfect average day to be. Whether or not you're a routine person, maybe you can commit, or you really want to do, you know, a 1 hour morning routine. And if that's the case and you know you feel good when you do that, definitely write that down. That is your perfect average day. But what I would also encourage you to do is write down your minimum average day. Let's call it that. I like that. Your minimum average day, meaning when you have a flare up, oh, somebody's sleepy. When you have a flare up, or if you are busy and life is starting to get in the way, what is the minimum amount that you know that you can commit to doing? Whether it is, you know, if you are trying to hit a certain step goal, or whether it is that you are trying to modify your diet in a certain way, what is the smallest action that you can take that is still change, that is still not what is a part of your current average day routine right now? Something, the smallest thing that you can do every single day that can get you just a centimeter or a millimeter closer to the way you want to live your life. Now, that's your minimum average day. If you have a great day, strive for your perfect average day. But if you have a crappy day and you just can't seem to get yourself to want to live your perfect average day, or you don't have the energy, or you're in the middle of a flare-up, and then kids, you know, family obligations, things happen. Again, life happens. If you can live your minimum average day, that means you are still making progress towards your goal, and you're not falling off the wagon. It's really easy to not have to start back over again. It doesn't feel like you're starting from square one if you are doing just one thing. So here is an example of that. So I have a client who wants to start walking a little bit more. Her walking tolerance right now is very poor. She, at least how she thinks it is, let's say she has a one of those Apple Watches or Fitbit thingies, and she is taking probably I think like 50 to 100 steps a day, and she wants to be active. She's got kids, grown kids, but she's got grandkids that she wants to be able to, you know, be with and be able to interact with without flaring up, without feeling winded. You know, this is a big part of her life. So what she is committing to do is, if her current average day step count is 50 steps or 100 steps a day, she is committing herself to do an extra 10 steps a day. So as, and I say an extra 10 steps, and not putting an extra actual number on that, because as she's making progress, she is going from, you know, 50 to 100 steps a day, anywhere in that range, to now she's potentially doing like 75 to 125. Every week she's getting better. So let's say her life gets in the way in a month. I'm not going to say, you know, you're, where she's not going to want to do just 75 steps as a minimum, but she's going to want to do 10 steps more than what her current average is, right? So 10 steps is literally one trip from her living room to her bathroom. Just one extra trip. And that is something that she felt like she could commit to. It's just something that small, but it is something that it's still going to push you to your goal. And it's still that one thing that you can do to, honestly, it's going to give you a little dopamine hit because you accomplished the one thing that you really committed yourself to do. So give that a shot. Let me know what you think of just doing your minimum on your crappy days. And remember, when you say, I'm going to do my minimum on my crappy days, you kind of have to know what your minimum is. So really go through the exercise of your current average day, your perfect average day. And those are things, those are worksheets that I have, and I can link those below if you want to check those out. But basically write those out, go through that example and that exercise, and then write down your minimum average day. Again, this is a day that you are going to live when you're in the middle of a flare-up, but you're still committing yourself to change, right? So you are still going to do just one thing that is going to push you closer to your goal. So I'd love to hear from you guys and what you guys think of this exercise. And Until next week, we will see you then. Feel free to message me on painrelieffpath.com or shoot me a DM either on my Facebook page or my Instagram page. And again, all of those links are below. And hope you guys have a wonderful week. Bye.